John?
That's the best offer.
Could you have left that with me?
Proxy here.
It's really back and forth like a pendulum here, but I guess it's necessary at this time to deal with. So back officially on SB 39, or SJR 39, right to bear arms. What's our latest word?
I think Pat would get a couple.
The right of a person, that's correct.
Right.
Yeah, the right.
I think the general consensus that we would use that language, nothing else has been.
I would recommend arms instead of firearms, just in keeping with the constitutional language that's up to the committee. I have some reservation. I know Mr. Gruenberg, who also represents my constituency in the House, has some proposed additions or deletions, and I note that he isn't here now, and I don't wish to speak for him. It would be accurate to say I am very nearly in agreement with the language. We're very getting very close on this.
What are Max's amendments? Well, I don't know if he has amendments.
Where is Mr. Gruenberg?
I don't know where he was. maybe while we're talking.
Well, what were you going to suggest anyway, Pat? Word for word.
I mentioned the one, the use of arms instead of. That a firearm, staying with the traditional constitutional language.
So would it read the right to bear arms.
Right, rather than firearms.
The right of the person to keep and bear arms for lawful purposes shall not be infringed,
yes.
Period?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not convinced that a person is gets you any further toward where you want to go than the people. Sort of like the phrase that people sort of statesman like or something. Your goal is to eliminate the collective nature of it, and you've already accomplished that. I'm inclined to think the people is the better phrase.
To ensure that there is no error on the part of those people who will look this language over after we have passed on it and after the people have passed on it, it would seem the best approach is to make it as clear as possible, and stating that each person has that right would certainly make it as clear as we could possibly make it in this language.
The problem is the clearer you make that concept, the fuzzier becomes the concept about whether or not you have the right to prohibit a deranged person from having a firearm or a convicted person.
I think that would depend not on the phrase person or people, but on the interpretation of other portions of the amendment.
Is it clear to you with the language you're talking about that the municipality would have the right to limit the
field
weapons?
It is all
examples we've given, the felons, the deranged person.
Yes, it is. It is and has always been my intent to ensure that those and future municipal ordinances relating to concealed weapons.
What about the right of a
discharge of firearms in populated areas, etc.
What about the right of a school district to prohibit firearms in a school building?
I think that is a reasonable public purpose. Yes.
Except for teachers.
I would defer to Mr. Gruenberg from my constituency, who had some additional comments. He spoke with me.
And you want to protect the knives and tanks too. That way, arms versus firearms.
I would demur on tanks. And however, yes, I do want to protect the kitchen knives in my constituency as well as yours, Mr. Clark.
I am concerned
about your district. That's
pretty standard.
I got divorces.
Not if they're represented by me. Mr. Chairman, I am concerned also about protecting the Alaskans who use archers, who use pellet guns and air guns, And I would like to move an amendment to change the word firearms on line 15 to arms.
We've done that.
We've done it.
I mean, we've suggested that.
Yeah, I so move.
Firearms is what's in the district.
Right, I move to change the word arms.
Let me just ask a question. It seems to me like you can interpret that either one of two ways. If you say arms, and we're acknowledging that municipalities have the right to regulate arms in the hands of deranged individuals and grunts, then by changes to arms, you're saying that the municipality has the right to regulate kitchen knives and all these other things that people are concerned about.
That is not the way I read it, Mr. Chairman. I read the right of each person to keep and bear firearms for lawful purposes means we treat arms and firearms the same. And I just want to be certain that they are treated the same, that the opposite interpretation is not put on this amendment. And I'm concerned about that. That's the traditional language we have in the United States Constitution, traditional language we've had in the Alaska Constitution, and that's why I would like to move the word arms.
Let me ask you just one other question. In my mind, as I read on or saw on television a few weeks ago, one of the big new dangers that's coming out of these crazy ninja stars, five-bladed knives. The guy does it on television all the time, so a lot of people decided that's just really neat. And picking schools, they're doing a lot of that. Would you agree with the language you're putting on there? It would be very clear that the school district could say no ninjas.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is the no ninja in school.
It's racist.
You've heard no nukes, this is no ninjas.
They're more proper, they're called, just for the record, they're called shurikens. And well, any weapon, whether of modern or of ancient origin that would normally fall into the into that class, you know, certainly could reasonably be prohibited, and it's never been my intent to disturb those ordinances. And most of the ordinances are rather inclusive and do prohibit the usual as well as the more exotic weaponry that one one might encounter in the far corners of Alaska or the world.
I want this clear so that when my 16-year-old son Bruce reads this, at some point he knows no ninjas.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Taylor,
the motion's on the floor.
The motion's on the floor. To change the word firearms in both places to the arms.
The only fear is this does not bode well for the bill I intend to pre-file. Registering archers, bows, and knives.
You're right.
Okay, the question for Mr. Fleckman, do you have some?
No, I have a conflict.
Can I vote?
Let's try to be more.
Please.
Yeah. I think we're going to come out with a big report, but we don't have to do that today. we can deal with that a little bit more. Is any of you in favor of the motion to replace the word firearm with arms? Raise your hands. Grunberg,
Mr. Chairman, I presume, in spite of our longtime friendship, that you won't allow me to vote on these matters.
Yep. The least we can do. Okay. Further.
Well, let me just take a crack at it here. The rest, we just changed the back to arms, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I would move that the right of the person to keep and bear firearms for lawful purposes shall not be infringed, period.
That's what you have?
I haven't moved it yet.
You mean you want to change it back to firearms?
No, arms is what I meant.
That's part of the amendment. That's already adopted. That's what we just voted on. We changed it in two places. Line 12 in the title.
Why don't you reread it in its entirety?
Mr. Chairman, just so there's no question, this is reading what the amendment we've just adopted says. Section 19, the right to keep and bear arms, period.
Period.
The, and then we strike the rest of it down, right of, I think,
of the person.
Of the person, it's not each person, but the person to keep and bear arms for lawful purposes shall not be infringed.
Period.
End of period.
That's it.
Yeah. I move it. I'd like to move it too.
Yeah.
Unless there's other laws.
We got testimony.
From who?
Mr. Chairman,
I continue to be concerned.
Did he already testify?
Not about the intent of the sponsor, because he's expressed that, but we have, for stylistic reasons, taken out the legislative intent paragraph in the bill, and intend to apparently do that in a committee report. The question, Senator Rohde, is whether you would support the approval of the Senate of that committee report. See what I'm trying to say? We've taken it out of the bill, because I think stylistically that's a bit of a problem, but I also would like to see
You have my commitment. I do not believe there's any disagreement whatsoever between the intention of this group of public servants, and I think we can write a committee report that reflects that accurately. And I will also commit to you that I will work with the Lieutenant Governor to draft the language that goes on the ballot.
Mr. Chairman, unfortunately, I had to testify on a bill this morning and I wasn't able to be here. I like the idea of having the intent language in. In fact, I wanted to strengthen it and I'd like to refer to the Senate passed bill. On page 1, line 29, instead of having the word consider, to have the word include, so that intent language would have appeared in the pamphlet, and every citizen of this state would have known precisely, word for word, what this legislature intended that amendment to do. And we may have stopped, but on the other hand, the Senate has already passed out this version. I think that intent language was excellent, and I wonder why we don't do it and have it absolutely included in that pamphlet.
Mr. Chairman, in response to Mr. Gruenberg, it is possible to do both the intent language in the bill and a committee report. That is more detailed. You, sir, are known for your legal scholarship, and if it is the wish of the committee, I would be happy to help and accept your assistance.
Was there a strong feeling that we shouldn't have that intent language? I think that's excellent language.
Looks good to me.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that, unless somebody has a serious objection, that we put Section 2 of the Senate bill back in, plus, in subsection B, the language exactly as it was in the Senate bill, with the exception that we change on line 29 the word consider to the word include, so that they could put anything additional they wanted in the pamphlet, but that would be permanently in the statutes in the temporary and special acts for anyone who was litigating. And also, when people are voting on this year, they would see that specific language that it was exactly the intent of the legislature. And I would therefore move with that one amendment that Section 2 on legislative intent be inserted back in the bill with the change, the word consider to be changed to the word include.
I don't have a copy of that. Would you come in any context with the word consider in the pamphlet?
Yes. Okay, it's subsection B. It should be there. I mean, we'll look over your shoulder and read it. Or maybe you can, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I understand.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Phillips?
Chip Denline started to say something. I'll give them my space here. So,
Mr.
Denline,
go ahead.
Sure, Chip.
I need to, for the record, Mr. Chairman, the question, and I may have missed it, is it the intent of this committee to pass this language along with the intent, and that the intent would be printed on the ballot along with the proposition?
In the pamphlet.
Voter pamphlet.
You know, the big pamphlet you get.
Is it possible to print the intent language on an issue of this importance where we're changing the Constitution? It is my concern, and I'm not the attorney, but I've had the attorneys today. I've heard everyone discuss a different opinion of the term lawful, and I have full faith and belief in the intent of Senator Rohde, and I think that the way to handle that, my concern is that if this issue ever is litigated, that the courts will know one thing for certain: something was changed, and that what was before is not now. And the court must assume there's a reason for that. And what was the reason? Something is different. And the court, when they look at intent, will not look at a committee report first, will not look at a legislative report first. They will consider the intent of the person who pulled the lever. And if they can consider that the person who pulled the lever, whether or not he or she received the pamphlet, was faced with the wording of intent as they voted on the proposition, I would feel much better about
you
gotta
the
carrying forth.
We will be accomplishing essentially that, because what the court will do will be if they construe this, the language of Section 2A in the Senate passed bill will appear in the permanent Michie statutes in the I'm not sure if it's either table of I think it's in special and temporary acts in the back in volume 13. That will be there and permanently in the statutes. And it is absolutely very clear that this language, since it's part of this House Senate joint resolution, is absolutely in the bill. It's just like you have an intent language in any other bill. It has the force of law. And there's no question, and that's why my amendment is to put this back in, Chip.
Well, Mr. Turner, I just got to think about it. I think it's perfectly easy for us to do just what Mr. Turner said. On page 2, line 3, all we have to do is say the amendment, and then we just insert, and the legislative intent by the legislation shall be placed before the voters in the state next election. And I don't see a reason why we can't do that. It'll just take another quarter of an inch.
I would
and
consider
the people
that.
Will see.
I would consider that a friendly amendment, and I would move that my motion be amended accordingly.
Okay, what is the amendment?
Okay, the amendment would original motion had to do with the word
include,
and then in addition on page 2, line 3, and Hayden can finalize it. It says the amendment, along with legislative intent proposed by the amendment proposed by this resolution, along with legislative intent. The legislative intent shall be placed before the voters to save from next general election. And that way it's right there. And as Chip says, they will not only see the amendment, but they'll see what we meant by the amendment. And it would indeed, I think, strengthen in sort of a review by the judiciary.
And that would accomplish, I think, Mr. Chairman, that would at least make consistent the position which I've held, which is that we have absolutely no objection to guaranteeing an individual right. We just want to make certain that the laws of reasonable protection for the general public are preserved.
Before we vote on the amendment, do we need to have a fourth person here?
We don't, because for this to pass out, I'm going to have seven signatures on the committee report anyway. So the person is preparing an amendment for the committee to look at and sign. I mean, a committee report for the committee to look at and sign.
I would ask unanimous consent.
Your objections?
Well, yeah, because I want to get it clear in mind. Where do you add, what is the amendment? Because I was looking at about three different versions.
Okay, what I'm looking at is this.
It's
the CSSJR 39 Judiciary Amendment.
Okay.
And we're putting in the language from line 18 to line 29 on page 1 and changing on line 29. Is that your question?
No, I'm just disagreeing with you. We're going to have so many constitutional amendments on the ballot that
I'm not aware of any.
41. Where's 41? And all the regulations coming up.
Well, but that doesn't go to the amendment. That goes to the whole bill.
Yeah, I'm talking about the ballot.
But the amendment was to change the word consider to the word include, and then. It would be the language on line 1 on page 2 with the Miller language added, which I don't did properly.
I was putting in the wrong line probably, but in any case, it doesn't matter.
The Miller language would say that the whole thing appears on the ballot.
That would
work.
Council raises this one question. Says, in this legislative intent we're talking about, says the amendment, if adopted, should not be construed to preclude the regulation of the manner in which arms can be worn, carried, or used. So if that's real, literally constructed, that would say that you can't keep, let's say, a drunk from carrying a gun into a bar. In a holster. Well, we don't want either one of those things.
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that more appropriate language might indicate that the intent should state that this language is not intended to displace any reasonable regulation now in place by statute, you know, or ordinance.
What we could do, we could skip that middle thing. We should just say the amendment should not be considered as repealing or rendering unconstitutional existing or future statutes, such as, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Is there objection to that?
What was that again?
Well, that sounds very vague, what we're talking about. You're saying it's not going to render.
No, this is.
I suggest we just leave it.
I suggest we leave it the way
it is. The voters will have a pamphlet. They'll look at it.
The status of people who can or cannot carry, the class of people. They're talking about the manner in which they can carry them. That's concealed or not concealed. In the back of a pickup or not in the back. You know, I mean, whatever. That's the manner of doing it.
But you're saying anybody can carry a weapon, it's just that the law can say how they're going to do it, and that isn't what we want to say.
What it says is this amendment is not construed to prohibit any government from regulating the manner in which the weapons are carried.
You're not talking about the kind of people. You want to still, I assume, prohibit felons from carrying firearms. That is not the manner of carrying a firearm. That is this class of person, or that's the way, you know, I don't know what category. Who may carry?
I think the way I read manner wasn't that narrow when I read this. When I read manner, I meant it to include not only whether you carry it openly or concealed, but the person. The word manner can be read in a variety of ways, and I read it broadly.
100,000 people that are going
to... Yeah, we want them to vote on the way we want them to vote.
The key term you're concerned about is manner. What do you suggest?
Preclude the regulation of
you see where
keeping,
we are?
Bearing, or using a firearm.
What was that?
Keeping, bearing, and using.
We're back 200 years.
We're not preclude the regulation.
Try to draft up the Constitution. Keeping, bearing, and using a firearm. These 260 stands.
Or the reasonable regulation.
That's what I was saying.
This committee did it?
Yeah.
That seems. My idea is much shorter.
Yeah, I know, I agree. I understand.
That had such a simple idea.
Yeah.
You know?
The way I had originally read.
Like my adoption.
Senator, the Senate, this was language that was put in at some point in the Senate, it passed the Senate. Was it? The word manner here is, and I'm looking at it's on line 23 of page 1. That's the word that's causing the problem. Was that in the legislative history ever discussed, or what is your intent with the word manner? Does it be a narrow or a broad grant of power to the local governments in the state? You've heard of the discussion, I think.
Well,
I read it broadly, and
in a sense, I don't think it matters what we think. It's what the voter can have. I mean, we've got to make this real clear so somebody can read it and know what we mean.
I think it's real clear with the first paragraph. Lawful purposes.
Well, there's no question about the amendment. What we're trying to do is,
if the language change, perhaps strike manner and put in way. That would be language that is easily understood. The way in which arms may be born.
That still doesn't address the person.
Yeah, you still got to differentiate. There's a bunch of people that you're not going to allow to have guns.
Felons.
Oh, we all know who they are, felons.
Some
Have we now decided not to do this as a committee report, but to go ahead and paragraph?
Yeah, I'm moving to put it back in, so it's right there in the law. It's not hidden in some report somewhere. And it'll be on the ballot then, too, this little explanation. That was what Mr. Demmerline was concerned about. And we have an amendment that hasn't been adopted yet to put this language back in. And instead of having the word consider at the bottom here, it would be include. And it would then be, the chairman's put some other language in that would say this would also be put on the ballot, too, so people would see the intent section as well as the amendment itself.
Okay, I think we just about got it here.
Why not? The amendment, if adopted, should not be construed to prohibit the reasonable regulation of our arms.
Yeah,
but
that implies,
not only
implies, but that is the people who get to have
them. Can you imagine NRA reading that? You said the word regulation. That'll send people up in the air.
It's already in there. Yeah. That's in the Senate room. Well,
better check the former Senator Bradley amendment on this one. By the way, I'm against gun control.
Pat, throw that.
My concern is that it might be viewed far too broadly and could be construed as regulating them out of existence.
Mm-hmm. As the part of regulate is the part of destroy, as we say.
Well,
thank you, Chevy Chase.
We keep marble chiseled.
An alternative, although I think I prefer Mr. Fox's amendment. An alternative might be the amendment, if adopted, should not be construed to preclude the reasonable regulation of keeping, bearing, or using firearms.
That's reasonable.
And then, for example, the adoption is ministerial.
Yeah, I like that
language. Okay, is there objection to that language?
Yep.
Language I just read?
Could you read that again, Mr. Chairman?
Okay. The amendment, if adopted, should not be construed to preclude the reasonable regulation of keeping, bearing, or using firearms.
That's keeping, bearing, or using, it's awfully broad, and it could permit arms to be outlawed altogether. And it would contradict with the plain meaning of the amendment. What we're attempting to do is say that there are certain instances in which the municipalities such have authority to regulate, such as incompetence, such as concealed weapons, and I think we should not try and cast the net overly broad.
Well, I think that maybe what we need to do is get back to my original suggestion: is the amendment, if adopted, should not be considered as repealing or rendering unconstitutional existing or future statutes, such as et cetera, et cetera.
That would allow
one other suggestion is to strike that whole sentence.
Allow future statute. If somebody thinks some new class of people shouldn't have it.
We can strike that whole sentence, and then the for example of the next sentence, so it just goes from the statement that the right to bear arms is an individual rather than collective right, period. The adoption of this amendment should not be used to repeal or render unconstitutional existing statutes. And that way we would get out of we would avoid the morass.
Well, I'm all for avoiding the morass.
I'm not sure that we're going to have a new class of people that we're not going to let have guns anyway.
I don't know.
No person is going to look up 1141-200. The average Joe Blow is not going to look it up. I mean, I'd rather just keep it simple. And I'd just rather keep the first section right here. And it says lawful purposes, and I think most people would understand that.
So you don't like the whole thing?
No. I think we can put the other stuff in the full voter pamphlet. If you're interested, they'll look it up.
Striking the...
Yeah, how about this? How about striking that? I agree.
Strike the whole thing about...
That one sentence.
Here, for
I agree with Randy that the AES is... I'm going to propose another motion. My motion is that we exclude the sentence starting the amendment, if adopted, just exclude that. There will strip the action, it will say, for example, the adoption of this amendment should not be used to repeal or to render unconstitutional existing statutes or existing, well, no, we don't want to just say existing, because there could be future statutes. Render unconstitutional statutes or municipal ordinances. Do I hear any objection to that motion?
We have to. What Senator Rodin had suggested is similar to yours, not exactly the same. What he had suggested, Mr. Chairman, was the deletion of the sentence beginning with that amendment.
Yeah, okay.
And also deleting the words, for example, comma. Now, I don't have a problem with that, and I'm wondering if you can accept that.
And then striking existing, and so statutes.
And strike the word existing.
Yes.
That's fine. If you want to leave the AS 11, et cetera, in there, it's fine with me. The voters want to look it up, but I guess it sounds official, so it's okay.
Okay, so the thing would read after line 20, it would say, starting with line 22, would be individual right rather than a collective right, period. Then we skip down to line 24 to say, the adoption of this amendment should not be used to repeal or to render unconstitutional. We strike the word existing. Statutes, and then we go back to statutes such as AS 1141-200 or 1161-200, or then we strike the word existing once again, municipal ordinances, period.
I'll take that as a restatement. Gail, do you want to comment?
Mr. Chairman, if I could just make one small point, could I suggest that the word construe be used instead of used?
Yeah, that's much better. Yeah, used is, I've been thinking about that. Cool with you.
So the word used would go out and the word construed would go in.
Okay, I'll take all of this as a friendly amendment. And
as my motion, I guess, so I should accept
okay,
that.
Okay, you go ahead. Okay, do I hear objection to the motion? Motion, okay, you just want to vote? Okay, as many are in favor of the amendment, raise your right hand. Mr. Lindbergh, Chair, Mr. Prettyjohn, Mr. Miller, opposed? Vote, Ms. Foxy.
I'm sorry I gave my 5 minutes.
Are there further amendments contemplated?
No. We've got these other two amendments that I think we're already accepting, but take out the word consider and put...
I thought that was all part of the same amendment.
Well, it actually was. That's correct.
Constitution
was made. And then the Miller amendment.
Okay. Is there objection? No. There's no objection. No.
That was part of the same amendment.
If Aiden's comfortable with the drafting at this point, I'd move the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, go ahead. You're
going to have to get Mr. Sun's signature on this.
Oh, yes. Everybody's signature is going to be on this thing. Unless they don't want to. There's more than a quorum up here. Okay, do I hear objection to the motion to move the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, I appreciate your patience on this matter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, could I inquire about the status of Senate Bill 219? That's a bill on the missing and exploited children unit. And I for some reason, had thought we'd sent that bill on, but I guess
we'd waived it. No, we did not waive it. I proposed several times. Consider waiving, but we never actually waived it. And since then, there's been some questions by some members of the House about that. It's been expressed, and so it's still sitting there right at the moment.
Are we going to be able to take it up?
Well, let's talk with the people that had a problem with it and come back to you the next time we meet and let you know.
Okay. It would be nice to know what their problem was so that maybe we could address it.
I think part of the problem is the end of the session because English for everybody is tied in with everything else. But
well, that's a bill I'd hate to see held hostage, frankly.
Well, I'm not sure it's hostage. I'm just saying an interest was expressed by a member, and I said we wouldn't do it until everybody was set upon. Okay, we're done with SJR 39. Can present members stick around for the next half hour? I'd like to talk about ethics.
Ethics?
Eh? Representative Bloomberg and I have served with, and Representative Phillips.
I can't claim any credit yet.
I have served as a committee of dealing with the ethics bill. It's a long bill. We, one way or another, have gone through it, and I think most of us feel pretty comfortable with it. I've asked Mr. Burns to prepare for the chart, which has been provided, which really takes a lot of the complexity out of the bill. You can see that it's complex, but it's easy to follow the chart and find out where you are and what your, if you were an employee, for instance, and what your options are at every step of the way. And I really appreciate this being available. All of a sudden, we're back here. I'm going to declare a 5-minute recess, and then we'll come back. I need to run down the line.
So this lady's come back all the way from Fairbanks.
I'm here.
I think she's just observing now.
No.
Okay.
You want to
make sure. No, not on this bill. Another bill's in here for regular.
No, that's
regular.
Fine.
Okay, yeah. I thought the other day that you were just here observing, so I wasn't aware that you wanted to testify. Well, we're, so that I know, which bill do you want to testify on?
Regulation.
Okay.
No, the Constitution.
Okay, regulation, Constitution. Okay. We'll be taking
these patients. We'll get there.
We'll take a 5-minute break. We'll come back here at 3:40.
Delta.
Yeah. What is your name?